We start the day's other headlines with the war in Ukraine. Russian missiles and drones rained down on the country for a third time this week, causing minor damage to civilian infrastructure in Kyiv. It comes as Ukraine's top commander described fighting on the Eastern Front as exceptionally tough. Russia has ramped up its assault there since Ukraine's surprise offensive in Kursk earlier this month. Video released yesterday by Ukraine's military showed grenades dropping onto Russian targets. The EU's top diplomat today supported efforts to take the fight to Russia, including the use of Western arms.
The weaponry that we are providing to Ukraine has to have full use, and the restrictions have to be lifted in order for the Ukrainians to be able to target the places where Russia is bombing them. Otherwise, this weaponry is useless.
Also today, Ukraine's military confirmed that one of the F-16 warplanes that Western nations provided to Kyiv has crashed. It's the first reported loss of an F-16 since a handful of them arrived in Ukraine last month. In Hong Kong, two editors of a now-defunct news outlet were convicted of sedition today. Former chief editor of Stand News, Chung Kwee-kyun, was seen leaving court after the ruling. He was arrested back in 2021 along with his colleague, Patrick Lam. Their outlet openly criticized the government during a crackdown that followed pro-democracy protests in 2019. Both had pleaded not guilty to the charges. They face up to 2 years in prison each. The trial was seen as a test case for the future of press freedoms in the city. A listeria outbreak connected to Boar's Head Deli Meats has now claimed the lives of 9 people across the country. That's according to the CDC. 6 new fatalities have been confirmed, including 2 in South Carolina and 1 each in Florida, Tennessee, New Mexico, and New York. 3 deaths had already been reported in Illinois, New Jersey, and Virginia. 57 others have been sickened, and Boar's Head has recalled 7 million pounds of its products in what is now the largest listeria outbreak since 2011. The FBI is failing to report all suspected child sexual abuse cases to law enforcement agencies. That's according to a report out today from a Justice Department watchdog. A review of more than 300 cases between the years 2021 and 2023 found the agency did not appear to comply with mandatory reporting requirements about 50% of the time. And when the FBI did file a report, it only did so in a timely manner in 43% of cases. The inquiry stems from the FBI's failure to properly investigate former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. A senior FBI official acknowledged some mistakes but said the, quote, "the vast majority of the work has been handled appropriately." The Pentagon said today that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has agreed to provide the Secret Service with military support for presidential and vice presidential candidates. That comes after the assassination attempt last month on former President Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania. At a briefing today, spokesperson Sabrina Singh said that U.S. Northern Command would provide support at various locations during the election and a bit beyond.
The Department of Defense will provide protective support and will continue through the election on November 5th, 2024, with anticipated continued support to the president-elect and vice-president-elect through the inauguration of January 20, 2025.
The Secret Service has come under heavy scrutiny for its failure to prevent the July 13th shooting that also resulted in a fatality. Its director stepped down last month, and a number of officials have reportedly been placed on administrative leave. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. It's the latest sign that the labor market remains strong despite high interest rates. The number of jobless claims slipped by 2,000 from the week before to 231,000. That's a bit below expectations and still low by historical standards. A separate report out today showed the overall economy grew at a solid 3% rate last quarter. That was revised up from an initial reading of 2.8% thanks to strong consumer spending and investments by businesses. That economic data failed to lift spirits on Wall Street today, with stocks ending mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 240 points to close at a new record, but the NASDAQ dropped nearly 40 points as major tech companies took a breather from recent gains. The S&P 500 ended the day virtually flat. And in Paris, dozens of athletes competing in the Paralympics officially became medalists today in the first full day of the Games. The first gold went to Caroline Groot of the Netherlands in her classification of the women's 500-meter track cycling time trial. But China dominated the day, winning multiple golds in track cycling and para swimming. And a Taekwondo bronze went to Zakia Kadadadi, earning the first ever Paralympics medal for the refugee team, which represents more than 120 million displaced people worldwide. Still to come on the NewsHour, criminal charges against the founder of the messaging app Telegram raise questions about free speech. Nebraska's highest court weighs whether some felons can vote this November. And a guitar virtuoso from the Sahara gets political after a coup in his home country.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.